Radiotopia.
Welcome to the Kitchen Sisters present.
From PRX.
We're the Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson
and Nikki Silva.
Hi, I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life in prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts. The Kitchen Sisters Present is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You're listening to Fugitive Waves, lost recordings and shards of sound, along with new tales of remarkable people from around the world. We're the Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva.
This year has been devoted to a project we call Hidden Kitchens, Kimchi Diplomacy, War and Peace and Food, a series of stories about food and conflict, about the role food plays in helping resolve conflict between nations and communities. It's about the hummus wars between Lebanon and Israel and the Palestinians, about the battle for the Guinness Book of World Records to create the world's largest plate of hummus and the conflict that quest set off. We started in Lebanon. Within hours of arriving in Beirut, we met one of the most compelling kitchen activists and visionaries we've encountered, Kamal Mousawak, and began to tour the farmers markets, restaurants, guest houses, and refugee kitchen projects known collectively as Souk El Taib that he and his kitchen community have created. Today on Fugitive Waves, a road trip through these hidden kitchens of Lebanon, an expedition through Kamal's vision of rebuilding and uniting this war-ravaged nation through its traditions, its culture, and its food. Between Us, Bread and Salt, Kamal Mousawak, a Lebanon kitchen vision. Produced by the Kitchen Sisters and Samuel Shelton Robinson.
In Lebanon, we say, في بيناتنا خبز وملح. There is between us bread and salt, which means we shared a meal together, an unbreakable bond. My name is Kamal Mousawak. I'm a dreamer of positive social change. I founded a farmer's market in 2004 called Souk El Taib. Souk means market, Taib means good. Not only in the sense of taste, good as a person and good as alive. It's mainly giving back recognition to wonderful farmers and producers. Our slogan is make food, not war. We are in downtown Beirut, which used to be on the Green Line, the dividing line between the two parts of the city. The war lasted from 1975 to 1991. This is engraved in people's heart and mind. You cannot live without thinking of it. There was only few checkpoints. The rest was like a big no man's land. Snipers from both sides. Shrubs and trees grew. This is why we call it the Green Line.
Beirut is a difficult city, full of contradictions. The city is violent. Driving is jarring. People are aggressive. There's a lot of anger. The government doesn't work. It's polluted. I have an American passport. I can leave. And people ask me, why are you here? There's an answer that you can't even articulate. You taste it.
I'm Lara Sheb. I do communications for Souk El Taib.
I would love to take you to the mountains. We're from Koura. It's your typical little village. life is centered around making olive oil. During the war in 2006, we went up to the north. Supermarkets were emptying out. There were no fresh supplies coming in. And we survived off the land. There's a calmness to just having food come from your garden. Su'at Tayyib is a huge mother organization that has many, many children. Most of our programs focus on women, but are not exclusively for women. The farmers market started off very, very small with a few tents, and by word of mouth, it grew. It's teeming with treasures.
Your name?
Jahada Sabir, and my husband Nabil from West Bekaa. I make jam with sugar, without sugar, and pickles, labneh, goat and cow with oil, olive, and all the mune from Bekaa Valley.
Mune is the natural preserves that we do for the winter. Jams, pickles, dried herbs, dried seeds, beans, everything that we have at home. So winter time, there's snow and it's cold, we can eat for months from just the pantry of the house. We're here to meet people who are doing, I hope, great things. We did a training program with Syrian refugees. Instead of people seeing them as victims, seeing themselves as victims, it's how to use whatever you have to have a better life. Samira is doing a very typical Damascene specialty. It's like a pizza with a paste of sweet pepper and onions, sesame, and a bit of parsley. Wonderful cuisine, very sophisticated and very rich. I'm taking one for you to taste. Nicolas is a souk manager. He's here since maybe a month or two. He used to live in a very, very corporate world.
The souk manager is the person who takes care of everything at the souk, from the logistics, the people themselves, the products, the welfare of the souk, to keep everyone happy. I can be in a corporate doing something routinish, or I can be helping people. It's something that has meaning at the end of the day. Food is a consequence to war and peace. If there's peace, probably there's food. And if there's war, food may be lacking. I can't imagine war with everybody's eating well.
This is a Druze Sheikh. Druze are very conservative. All dressed in a very traditional way. Long dresses, very light, white scarf on their heads. It's a religion where you cannot be introduced. You have to be born of Druze parents. Look at his products, jewels. It's perfection in all states. Look at the grape. Unbelievable. This is local snake cucumber, we call it. Mette. Look at these wonders. Bonjour. This is Yumna Medlej. Ente echta la Yumna?
Hello.
Yumna translated all of the traditions in Lebanon, the cedars of Lebanon, Beirut archaeology, Tripoli, Byblos, Mune, into wonderful stories for kids. Look how beautiful it is. Okay. Bye. On a weekend, it's like total traffic and people are going out of the city somewhere. Most of them go back to their villages. Everybody today at the farmer's market wanted to take you to their village. It's like mom, you know? Everybody thinks mom makes the best food, is the best, and the village is the same. Everybody thinks they have the best meat in the village, the best tomatoes, the best climate, you know? It can have the worst.
In 2007, Food and Feast was born, celebrating local foods in their home environment. Instead of taking cherries from Hamena, for example, and bringing them to the city, we're taking people from the city to Hamena to celebrate the cherry.
Finally, now we can get back to making you feel good.
During these food and feast festivals, which would be on a Sunday, on a holiday, there's a farmers market for local producers, visits of eco activities, touristic activities, kids activities. At noon, we have lunch. And bring all of these different wonderful cooks together, and each one would do a typical dish of her village. When we started looking at the different regions, we discovered an unbelievable wealth and diversity of very typical local cuisine in every region. One village would do something that the village just nearby would not even know about. Please take off the microphone, we're getting to an army checkpoint.
Merhaba.
people started wondering, well, why do I have to wait every few months to taste food from a certain region? And the idea of Tawle was born. There's a system of rotating chefs. Every day in Beirut, at your table, you have a plate that is a story, that is someone's culture, that's someone's heritage on the plate.
My name is Anne-Marie Bassoul. I live in a district called Zarif in Beirut. I work for Tawle. I send cakes where I use a lot of fruit that I poach. Tawle stick to the season. People from all over Lebanon can give their experience or learn something from here based on generosity, on fidelity also. They link people together because Kamal is fantastic.
Yalla tnam, yalla tnam. La tdhahlak tayr el hamam. Hey. I'm Georgina Albeya from Kfredlia, Os Zgharta. I have my own business. I work in catering. I cook 10 kinds of kibbe. Kibbe bzat, kibbe basaliye, kibbe mtabqa, kibbe iras, kibbe toum, everything. When my children grow, I search work from internet. I call to Souq al-Tayyib. After I meet Kamal, I come to Tawle. After 1 year, I built my own kitchen in my town. I give a training for Syrian women and Lebanese. Tawle, Souq al-Tayyib. It's a great idea for women. Souq al-Tayyib changed all my life.
What are you showing them?
Simply to laugh and smile. They come usually shy and somewhat unwilling to work, and then they end up being proud and hard workers. They end up being forced to become a community, and that can be difficult at first.
After training, a woman can trust in herself.
Could you introduce yourself, your name, and where you're from?
اسمي نادر رزاء. أنا
She's been here for 3 years, and she lives in Ashrafieh, the town where Tawle is.
What goes on here?
They work with a very peaceful spirit. They help each other in a way that if one of them is done, she goes and helps the other one. They don't fight together, they don't pick on each other's work, on the contrary. Once one is done, she goes and she helps the other one.
Can you ask her to please introduce herself and say what she cooked today?
إميلي بدك تعرفي على حالك وتفسري لنا اليوم شو طبختي. إميلي she's from معاصر الشوف, الشوف Mountains, and today she prepared pumpkin kibbe. It's also got burghul, the cracked meat, onions, sumac. She was introduced to the restaurant via Eli, who manages the restaurant. Eli told her you should cook some food and let them taste it, and she was afraid to. She said, how can I prepare food for people that are not my own family? She feels like everyone here is a family, and she's happy to know that her food is appreciated and people like it. So far, so good.
My name is Leila Ajam. I'm a breast cancer survivor, mother of 4 kids. Tawle, it's Arabic, it means table. They have organic and homemade food. Even the dessert, it's less sugar from honey, not white sugar. When you eat, you feel you are really in the south, really in the north, really in Buka. Each suburb, they cook fish and rice, but different color, the way they fried it, the kind of fish. Kamal do also bed and breakfast. You can sleep and have breakfast in amazing old house, the beautiful place Douma. You should see it.
Recently, what's been taking off is the Beit project, which means home, the farmer's home, opening up guest houses. You get a room and the whole house is yours. You go to the restaurant and you eat, and for some reason, it's the best thing you've put in your mouth. It's because the woman behind the counter is smiling and she's proud and she can't wait for you to taste what she's made.
We are in Beit al-Amar. Beit al-Amar means house of the moon, the home of the moon. Beits are these new homes that we're trying to create all around Lebanon where one can come and be like it's his own home or house. It's in a very beautiful village called Deir al-Amar, the convent of the moons. The Bekaa Valley is one of the most fertile lands in Lebanon.
It's a land of agriculture that we transform into natural traditional preserves, pickles and jams, munis. We are in the Shouf area. There's a lot of people from the Druze community who live here.
Describe what that man was wearing.
Men wear a sherwal, a white pan, black sherwal, and a black jacket with a very light white veil on their head. And women wear like very black dresses and a beautiful light veil on their heads.
Hi again. Welcome in our area, in Shouf area. Pleasure to have you.
This is Salim Azam, brilliant graphic designer, originally from Beitar. Marhaba. Ana Kamal.
This is my mom's house. It's the village house. She lives in her own. This is where she grow her things. This is where she prepare the money for the entire season. If this season is the apple season, they do apple jam. If it's pomegranate, they do the pomegranate season. You're going to see the Lebnis, who have Lebni made out of milk. They also preserve the goat one, so that's why it's in a jar full of olive oil all year long, and it stays. It's part of the culture, preserving food.
Describe what you're doing here this morning.
I put wheat at flour tahin. Flour. How say I doing it? I put the flour wheat, okay? And العجينة الطبيعية, شو اسمها يا كمان؟ And put water, salt, okay, and make in my hand.
Move. Too much traffic today. My name is Jefferson. I'm 20 years old. I live in Ashrafi at Beirut. It's a very beautiful city. I like it. I'm a taxi driver. All these Lebanese songs, the oldies, make me lazy, can't move, can't make anything. I prefer trance, it's better. It's my style, you know. We are at Ashrafi in Lebanon, at Beirut. Hello!
To taste the hummus. All we care about is the hummus. How we choose our chickpeas, how we choose our sesame, and how we choose our special olive oil. Hummus is our flag. My name is Tony Rami. I am co-owner and general manager of Al Falamanki Cafe. This hummus is my grandfather's recipe. One of the best hummus in Lebanon. In Lebanon, when you want to know if the restaurant is good, you always look at the hummus. If the hummus is good, that means all the meze is good. Our culture is not to come to a restaurant and order a salad, a first dish, a second dish. You order a meze. Every meze represents something. Either it's hummus, or mutabbal, or salad, tabbouleh or fattoush, cheese, olive oil, za'atar, wuzet. So it's an assortment of many plates. We are not a fast food, as you know. You are enjoying food, you have the pleasure of the color of the meza. 1 hour and a half, 2 hours with your friend, you have a glass of arak, you eat meze. When you finish your meze, you order an assortment of raw meat. Then you will enjoy the fruit for another half an hour or an hour. Kamal doesn't like to make money. He likes to serve good food and good quality only. And this is something very beautiful. He cook with passion, and he enjoy doing the business with passion. This is very important, because our cuisine is all about passion, how much you love your mint. It's very important that you like your kitchen. We hope that the situation in Lebanon and the war will finish soon, and we hope to have tourists from all the world that come and taste our best Lebanese cuisine and our own hummus.
I see the remnants of the civil war in the fragmentation of the country that remains till this day. When Hariri was killed in 2006, I remember friends who are Muslim asking their parents, am I Sunni or Shia? Sectarian tensions exploded once again. My parents talk about going to university and dodging bullets and bombs. Food is so undoubtedly essential to the survival of a family unit here. No matter what happens, everybody has dinner at 8. it creates a focal point for people to gather around and to support one another. I first heard that hummus was an Israeli food when I went to college in the States, and I laughed. This is very sensitive ground, because we're talking about hummus, but we all know that we're not talking about hummus. You couldn't tie hummus to any people. You would have to tie it to a land, no matter who's living on it. I don't feel very strongly nationalistic about hummus in particular. The Greeks have a word, xenia, people, hospitality. That's our culture. Maybe the whole region needs couples therapy, where we talk about what hurts and we work through it. But it's like we're playing the silent treatment game. A last part of our project is the capacity building program, which focuses on training underprivileged communities like Syrian refugees or Lebanese women in rural environments. We do all kinds of training, starting from working with farmers on agricultural techniques to improve their soil, or training women in culinary arts so that they can start their own culinary line and become independent. There's a huge transformative element to the entire project that builds a network that doesn't dissolve.
My name is Andrea Bawad. We are in Jemmeyzeh, in the capital of Lebanon, Beirut. We are driving toward the Kweni, where we will deliver a training for Souq Tayyib women, interpersonal skills, focused on entrepreneurship. The podcast is named Entrepreneurgy, combination of entrepreneur and energy. We are empowering want-to-be entrepreneurs by sharing the stories of entrepreneurs in the Arab world. Our listeners are in 126 countries. We are so proud of that.
Entrepreneurgy, كل أسبوع مع أندري أبي عواد.
مرحبا لكل اللي ناطرين الطاقة اليوم. اليوم أنا موجود عند رائد الأعمال يلي مستقبلنا اليوم بطاولة سوق الطيب. كمال مرحبا.
أهلا وسهلا.
كيف الطاقة؟
إن شاء الله منيحة. إذا بدي خبرك عن البزنس ما عندي شيء خبرك فيه لأنه أنا ما عندي بزنس. عندي أنا اسمي كمال مزوى.
One of the entrepreneurs I interviewed was Kamal, the founder of سوق الطيب. He had a very unique interview. We connected very fast. Kamal chose the social entrepreneurship, empowering people in extreme need, and especially the women. I wanted to support. Now it's the fifth time I deliver a training for the women of Souq Tayyib. Today we're going to tackle the team building. We have seen that some of them have this defensive or offensive attitude towards other women who are from another country, region, or another level, let's say, of society. These women are in need. Some of them are widows, some of them are illiterate. Some of them left their country, like Syrian people or Palestinian people. Some of them have no rights at home. In Souq al-Tayyib, they find the way to express themselves, an escape, if you would like, to show their real personality. A lot of them have real potentials, but their environment are not letting them express this. I started my training by asking them what changed from last time till now. One lady started to know how to communicate with her neighbors. One lady now has better communication between her husband and her children. One lady stopped beating her children.
Kamal, can you talk about the camp?
It's ghettos in part of the cities or in part of the country. At the same time, it's places where people are trying to live and to make a living and to continue their life. It's built in a very anarchic way. They have to do the best out of it.
We are in Burj Al Barajne in Women Program Association. I am Fatima Mahmoud, the loans manager. The camp, it's for refugees, Palestinian, and now there is a lot of Syrian here. About 30,000. You can hear your neighbor is talking, and what he is cooking, you can smell it.
I think a lot of people, they don't need food.
they need peace. It's more important than food. Food you can find it anywhere, but peace you can't.
I believe in what Gandhi said, be the change you want to see. I don't give a shit about the farmer's market. I don't give a shit about the restaurant. It's not about the products. It's not about the recipe. It's to prove to people that they are all similar. They can get together around a common ground beyond the differences that are around them.
In Lebanon, we say, في بيناتنا خبز وملح. There is between us bread and salt, which means we shared a meal together. And if we shared a meal together, it means it's an unbreakable bond.
Between us, bread and salt, Kamal Muzawak, a Lebanese kitchen vision, was produced by Samuel Shelton Robinson and the Kitchen Sisters as part of the Hidden Kitchens War and Peace and Food Project.
Special thanks to the National Endowment for the Humanities and the National Endowment for the Arts. Art works. Fugitive Waves is produced by the Kitchen Sisters with Nathan Dalton and Brandy Howell.
Fugitive Waves is part of Radiotopia from PRX, a collective of the best story-driven, creative, cutting-edge radio shows on Earth.
Radiotopia from PRX is made possible with support from the Knight Foundation and MailChimp, who celebrate creativity, chaos, and teamwork. And thanks to AdCirc for providing their ad-serving platform to Radiotopia. If you'd like to become a sponsor of Fugitive Waves or other shows like it, email sponsor@prx.org. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook and tell your friends about Fugitive Waves. Word of mouth helps a lot.
Radiotopia.